So the idea of stances captures the way we're using gender. We are positioning ourselves, use that word again, in a way that we think is appropriate to the situation, and then it so happens that women tend to do that or men tend to do that. That's the sense in which indexing gender, index meaning sort of pointing to. An interesting question that this raises is, what do we make of men and women who intentionally speak in ways associated with the other gender? Are they indexing the other gender? For example, if, let's say, there's a group of gay men friends who refer to each other as she or as miss, are they intentionally indexing the female gender, even though their own gender is male? Or are they just talking in a way that might be appropriate for the group that they're talking to? I actually had this pointed out to me. I was telling a group of friends, some of whom were lesbian, some of whom were straight, about having gone to a swing dance contest for gay men and lesbians. And I was intrigued that the lesbians were always dressed as the two genders. So one would be wearing a dress and one would be wearing a tuxedo. But all the gay male couples were both wearing tuxedos. And the way I said it was, I said the men were both dressed as men, but the lesbian couples, one was dressed as a woman and one was dressed as a man. And one of the women who actually herself, she identifies herself as butch, and she's in a butch femme lesbian couple. She said, wait a minute, the women were not dressed as men, they were dressed like butch. So that's a very interesting question to me. If we want to think of gender as something that's associated with a particular group, we can ask, when a person talks in a way or dresses in a way associated with that group, are they trying to index, intentionally index or associate themselves with that group, or are they just acting in a way that they think is appropriate to themselves? One of the most intriguing kinds of evidence that I've encountered that women and men both have the option of talking in a range of ways and that we talk the way we choose because we want to be seen in a certain way is found in the books written by a woman called Donna Williams. Donna Williams is a woman with autism. She's Australian. And she's written a number of books explaining what it's like to live and function with autism. She's what's called a high-functioning autistic. So although she does have autism, she is able to speak. And she's a very talented writer as well as painter and musician. In one of her books, the book is called Somebody Somewhere, Breaking Free from the World of Autism, Williams explains that when she was not free of autism, well, she has always been autistic, but when she, before she, quote, broke free from autism, she functioned by taking two personas or taking the role of two characters that she had created along the way. And these characters functioned in the world, and she didn't feel that they were her. Now, what was interesting to me is that one of her characters was male and one was female. And the way she described the male character, whose name was Willie, she thought of him as Willie, was very stereotypically representative of ways of speaking we associate with men. And the character that she called Carol was almost stereotypically representative of ways of speaking we associate with women. So this is how she puts it, and these are all direct quotes from Donna Williams' book. Willie went for interviews. Carol held town jobs. Willie was the scholar. Carol was a repertoire of stored-up social skits. Willie was a speed reader who accumulated facts to impress people. Carol smiled, cocked her head, filled the air with social chatter. Willie was strong, feared nothing, and was always in control. Carol was, quote, all that people wanted her to be, a smiling social imp. With language echoed from storybook records, TV commercials, and stored conversations, by stored conversations she means that she would kind of memorize conversations she had overheard, Carol could buy my way through life. She had a cheery facade and laughed often. Willie seized upon key words and elaborated them. He appeared indifferent, responsible, and detached. As Carol, she writes, I never had to understand anything that happened. I just had to look good. So it was very intriguing to me how Willie and Carol were both parts of Donna Williams. You can see that Willie is a male version of her last name. But as she breaks free from the world of autism, Williams says that she began relating to the world as herself, not in the characters. And she kind of panicked in the beginning because she didn't have the front of her characters to approach the world. So listen to how she described that. She says, Carol could have looked at him and smiled. This is a description of how she felt when she encountered a certain person in her life. She says, Carol could have looked at him and laughed. Willie could have imparted his latest store of interesting information.